That means it's time for Stephanie Curtis to hop on in, take a seat, and tell us about whatever movie she saw in the past couple of weeks. So what'd you see?
You ready? Yeah. I saw A War. And this is one of the five movies that's nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. And the language is Danish. It's a Danish film. This guy is named Tobias Lundholm, the writer and director, and I really liked his last movie, A Hijacking. Did you guys see that?
No.
I did not see A Hijacking.
It came out about the same time as Captain Phillips, and it's about a commercial liner, a corporate company boat that is taken over by hijackers, and you're with both the men in the boat and the people back home who are negotiating to get the folks released. It is such a gripping thriller. I highly recommend it. And that's on Netflix streaming and everything. A Hijacking. But this new movie is The War, so I was really looking forward to it because I loved his last movie so much. And the thing you need to know about this is I read up on Danish military encounters in the past couple decades, and they really hadn't been at war since World War II. And then they went in as peacekeepers in Afghanistan, and it's really been like I read one article that said it's been like the Vietnam for the Danes. They are wondering like, why are we there? What are we doing? What's the point? How much danger do we put the Danish in to protect Afghanis and from terrorists? And it's a great movie. I really, really liked it. And one thing I liked about it is that it's really low key. It's, you know, like for Vietnam, we got Apocalypse Now, like crazy speeches and metaphors and people going insane. And this one, it's much more subdued. And, you know, frankly, it just takes a few people's deaths for it to be a tragedy. You don't need to have mass killings and bombs and crazy people at the end of rivers like in Apocalypse Now, which, I mean, is a great movie. Instead, it's really a human scale movie about what would happen to a real person if they found themselves responsible for the death of another. And I really enjoyed it, but it is incredibly low key for a war film. It has a couple big battles that are kind of terrifying. And then after that, it's about how does a captain lead the people in his troop, mainly men. There was one woman, I think, in the film at war. And then what does it do to their families back home on the home front? It's a great movie. It's not as gripping. I was expecting a real thriller like Hijacking was, but it's thoughtful and it's a good movie. It's not the best of the foreign language films. That still is Son of Saul, that incredible Holocaust film, but a great movie.
All right. Well, something to check out this weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's a possible award winner? Or has it already
won? It's not going to win the award. It's a nominee, and I think Tobias Lindholm is honored to be a nominee. But if that wins, I will give you each $50.
There we go.
Okay.
And it looks like it's showing just in Edina. Is that the only film place?
Yeah, it's showing at the Landmark Edina.